Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And that's a former wide receiver saying that, and Chris Collinsworth and Mike Tirico there in NBC last night.
Rex Ryan went off this morning on that call. And look, I think everybody in Detroit, we've compartmentalized. We've talked about all the other things that went wrong. And we've basically focused on the stuff that the Lions can or can't control. They can control their own performance. They might not be able to control how good the opponent was or how much better the opponent is than them. But those have been where the focus of the talk has been today. That was something that they couldn't control but should not have gone against them. Should not have gone against them. And it's unfortunate. And as Kang pointed out, a scenario, if that were a playoff game, I would feel cursed. I would feel sick to my stomach. I would feel like we'd be talking about it for months. Months.
People would want a rule change, I think, if it was like a playoff game.
I don't know
if you know this, fans are can be emotional.
Yeah. Yes,
I would be emotional.
We're emotional, and it wasn't a playoff game.
Yeah, right.
I was yelling at Gator for no reason last segment because I was mad about the call. It had nothing to do with you, Scott. And I
thought people you were mad at me.
I wasn't mad at you. I apologized to you during the break. Why am I yelling at you? But whatever. Let's get back to your phone calls. Matt is next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up? Good afternoon.
What's up?
Chip and Chump. My champ is a little unorthodox. My champ is Jalen Ramsey, because I agree, if we're playing football and you spit on me, football goes out the window. And it's time for me to I can't say the word I want to, but it's time for you to get beat down. And then Chump is going to be the referees, and not just for the Lions game. The referees keep making mistakes, and they don't pay for them. They don't take responsibility for them. Something needs to happen to these referees, too.
Yeah, I'd like to see some fines handed out to referees that make egregious mistakes. I'd love to see that, because they're fining players left, right, and center. Why not fine referees? Now, I know it's saying at the same rate. I mean, obviously, referees make far less money than the NFL players do. But if you make a bad call like that, what's wrong with giving them a $2,500 fine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And admitting, by the way, that referee made a mistake. Do that.
And then
that's the first step, is the NFL needs to admit that the referees made a mistake.
What's crazy, after the Bengals game, you know, they asked Jamar Chase, well, why'd you spit on him? And he's like, oh, I didn't spit on him. Then they showed him video of him spitting on Jalen Ramsey. And then he's like, oh, I can't take no more questions. Like, dude, you spit on someone, you deserve to get here.
Well... Yeah, I mean, spitting, it's terrible and it's disgusting. And if he did it, yeah, Ramsey lashed out. Jamar Chase is accused of spitting on Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey punched him, flags flew.
And Ramsey got kicked out of the game.
248-539-9797. Sean is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how's it going? Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
People may not like me after this or whatever the case may be. My question is this. I hear about, hey, golf was under a lot of pressure. Golf was under a lot of pressure. Look, I understand. It's the NFL. You're playing at the most elite part of the profession. You got to make some plays. Some plays. You mean, I'm not saying you can run around the pocket, whatever. And guess what? You might get hit once or twice. But to play, he played scared last night, seemingly. Step up in the pocket, okay, make something happen. But those throws last night, those were horrible.
Well, whether or not he played scared, that's not an accusation I would make personally and put my name to, but feel free, Morris. I would say he did not have his best game, and I would agree with that. And it's unfortunate, but that was the passing game between the protection, the receivers didn't help, and Goff did not have his best game. It was off on all fronts.
And to his defense, yes, he has done far more than what we've imagined or what have you. And I tip my hat to him. I'm not saying throw him out with the bathwater. I'm not. But as an elite player, you have to make something. Maybe we make one or two plays. Maybe he makes one or two throws.
Well, he did. I mean, he did throw a long touchdown pass, and those two, that drive was two completions of 75 yards.
I mean,
you want more. No, you need more. Like, he does need to do more. Yeah. There's no doubt, Morris. It just was not his best game. But it was, the passing game, was the pass protection as good as it can be? No.
No, but.
And was the receivers as good as they can?
No, and the throws weren't as good as they could be either. All of it was gross. And, there were three fourth down plays that they threw the ball on fourth down to try to get the completion. Whether it was 4th and 3, 4th and 5, I think, and 4th and 1, incompletions on all of them. And that's just, we're not used to seeing that. We're used to seeing, okay, it's 3rd and short or 4th and short. Here's where you draw it up. St. Brown's going to get open. He's the ATM. He's always open. We'll figure it out. And it wasn't the case last night. And that's disturbing. And I hope it's just a one-off trend from the game last night. But this is we've watched the last, I don't know, several weeks, or even just say at times during the season. Maybe that's a safer way to say it. At times during the season, this doesn't look like it's the same connection that we've seen in the years past with Goff and St. Brown. St. Brown has dropped a couple of passes. Goff has misfired on a couple of those passes. And last night it was on full display when you go 2 for 12 in your targets to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now, some of that, yes, the defense, the pass rush came in, absolutely. Others, just bad throws or, maybe not the best effort in trying to catch the football. But it's something that I feel like gets straightened out in practice, and because we've seen it happen too often in the past where that is the best connection in football.
97.1.
Hey, is it time for you to get new garage doors? If it is,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.